estate agent for the job. Not just somebody who knows Vegas, but somebody who knows your neighborhood and has a proven track record of selling homes in your price range. That's what's so great about Set Schedule. They compare hundreds of agents from different firms to find you the perfect realtor for your needs. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call 888-HOMES-30. They'll find you the ideal match in minutes. When it comes to buying or selling a home, don't settle for the recommendation of a friend of a friend of a friend. Call 888-HOMES-30 and find the right agent. That's 888-HOMES-30, 888-HOMES-30, 888-HOMES-30. Set Schedule. Ready, set, home.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Wall Street took a breather Friday after a blistering rally that gave the market its biggest weekly gain since April and indicated investors see plenty of benefits from the balance of power in Washington. The S&P 500 inched down by less than 0.1%, leaving its blockbuster gain for the week at 7.3%. It was the first loss of the week for the index. While stocks cooled, the bond market got a shot of optimism about the economy from a report showing U.S. employers hired more workers last month than economists expected. Treasury yields climbed, a sign of improved confidence. The head of the Republican National Committee, Ronna McDaniel, says they are not conceding the presidential race. McDaniel says the election cannot be considered over until all alleged irregularities in key states like Michigan are fully investigated.
The RNC has deployed legal teams in four states, including Michigan, to investigate clear irregularities with vote counting and tabulation in those states.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he won't speculate on what happens next amid President Trump's complaints about the election.
I'm not going to answer any hypotheticals about where we go from here. I think this is ultimately going to be decided exactly what I said in my tweet. You're going to have contests. You're going to have court decisions. That's how we settle these kinds of disputes in this country.
Government health advisors have sharply criticized an experimental Alzheimer's drug. The panel today urged the Food and Drug Administration to reject the treatment. They noted a number of flaws with study data compiled by drug maker Biogen, which is developing the drug along with a Japanese company. The FDA is not required to follow the group's advice, though it often does. A mixed day on Wall Street as the Dow was down by 66 points, the NASDAQ rose 4, the S&P 500 down by 1. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
You know it stinks, overpaying for things, and that includes your cell phone bill. That's why every day people are switching to PureTalk USA. You get the exact same coverage as the larger carriers, but at half the cost, with no contract and no excessive fees. Get unlimited talk, text, and 2 gigs of data all for just $20 a month. The average person saves $400 a year. Go to PureTalkUSA.com, enter the promo code HALFOFF, and you'll save 50% off your first month. That's PureTalkUSA.com, promo code HALFOFF. PureTalk USA, simply smarter wire.
Hey, it's Pat Casal with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor our plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
It's 3:04. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Former Vice President and Joe Biden's lead over President Trump has grown here in Nevada. The latest numbers just released by the Secretary of State's office show Biden's lead has grown to more than 20,000 votes, 626,211 to 605,669. Secretary of State Barbara Sagavsky says the remaining outstanding ballots will continue to be counted, with 90% of the ballots coming right here from Clark County. A Nevada voter and two GOP congressional campaigns have filed a federal lawsuit against Nevada Secretary of State Barbara Sagavsky and Clark County Registrar Joe Gloria, asking the court to stop the use of the county's electronic mail ballot counting machine, along with making a variety of other fraud charges. The lawsuit alleges 3,000 instances of ineligible voters casting ballots in Clark County. The filing offered no evidence of any claims being made. There were no attached exhibits to that particular filing. Las Vegas Strip Hotel casinos have said that they will not fill the void left after the LVCVA canceled this year's fireworks display on New Year's Eve. But downtown, they still plan to welcome in 2021 with a bang. The Plaza confirms they will have a show.
KCQ On Time Traffic
is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Now we're getting some reduced speeds as you work your way through the resort corridor, and then it even gets worse as you head northward anyway. We're getting slow flows there northbound 15 at Desert Inn. You're bumper to bumper 15 north at Cheyenne, and look for some slow flows too. 15 south of Craig and 515 west at Charleston.
Gather around! Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's our Friday edition, the Friday after Election Day. We still don't know who the next president of the United States will be. Will it be Joe Biden? Will it be Donald J. Trump? The indicators seem to be pointing towards Biden at this point, but I get a sense we are still a long ways away from making the final decision. It's just incredible what has been going on. And the fact that there are some very, very fishy things going on. In fact, tell you what, let's go to cut one real quick. Because Newt Gingrich was on Fox this morning. I don't know if you caught this, but he has been chronicling what's been going on here in Nevada, what's been going on in Philly, what's been going on in Atlanta. And he says there are some very, very fishy things going on. Let's go to cut one. This is Newt Gingrich this morning on Fox.
We've had all sorts of strange things happening. From a Georgia perspective, Savannah magically finds 15,000 votes that they had somehow misplaced. I have grave doubt. You can talk all you want to about what they finally did in Philadelphia several days after they had a court order insisting that they do it. But in Fulton County, Georgia, for example, they were blocking people from coming as observers. In some parts of the country, they actually were putting up covers of the windows so you couldn't even look in. And I just would suggest to you that there's an awful lot of this kind of thing going on. And we keep getting reports from a variety of citizens, including in Philadelphia, of allegations that are at a minimum have to be thoroughly looked at before you can say that this election is over. And I just think that it's remarkable. For example, in Philadelphia, they had one dump of 23,000 ballots. This is from 538, which is hardly a pro-Trump organization. But they reported 23,000 ballots, zero for Trump. Now, it's very hard. I mean, in Zimbabwe, in Venezuela, in Cuba, you might get the, in China, you might get these results. There are very few places I know in American history where you get a 23,000 to zero. So I think for those of us who are skeptical, and we're watching, by the way, as the internet giants are literally cutting people off. Rush Limbaugh yesterday had 4 out of 6 tweets that were cut off. So I think if you're a conservative, you really do have this sense that something very fishy is going on and that everything possible is being done to suppress looking into it. So we'll see. I think this could easily run 2 or 3 weeks and maybe longer, depending on what we discover.
And again, this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Here's what I worry about. Who will end up being the next president of the United States? The numbers will be counted. The votes will be tallied. And we will eventually find out. The big question is, how did we get to this place? And it's troubling to me because I don't worry about this election. This election is already in the bank. There's another, we can't undo the numbers unless a court does that. And I don't think the courts will do that. I don't even think the U.S. Supreme Court would do that. Order a state to be not just recounted, but maybe revoted. But I worry about the next election. And the next election, and the next election. If they found a way to cheat their way to victory this time, what will they do next time? What will they do in the midterms in 2022? What will they do then? And that, to me, is the problem. Now, on the other side, you know, they've got problems of their own of how are they going to govern. And after losses in the House, a lot of people are really a lot of Democrats are really PO'd. I mean, they are really, really PO'd. And nobody knows if Nancy Pelosi will survive. Will she be Speaker again? I don't know. I think there is serious doubt about that. Donna Brazil, and let's go to cut two real quick. See if we can squeeze it in before the break. Donna Brazil was on with Brett Baer this morning on Fox. By the way, what kind of a marriage is that? This is the woman that cheated in the primaries. Yeah, trying to screw Bernie, and it was just, it was awful. And you see the emails, and you just want to go, ugh. But this was Donna Brazil this morning. It was on with Brett Baer. Did the progressive policies take out Democrat House members? That's what some House members, some moderates, some not necessarily blue dogs, but at least center-left folks in the House are saying, and they're all Democrats. Here it is.
Donna, you saw Congresswoman Spanberger, others express frustration about those policies out there almost cost her election, but did cost others. What are your thoughts on that?
I wish I was on a call with her, because I would have made it very clear to her that what probably caused the defeat of certain Democrats who won in 2018 and did not win in 2020 was that they didn't have a sufficient ground game. They did not have a sufficient digital game. They could not tell their own story about what they did to try to help the American people, including people in their district. Mitch McConnell did not take up the legislation that they passed that would have helped working class people. And while I'm sorry to see so many Democrats losing their seats, here's what they should know. Joe Biden rebuilt the blue wall. Celebrate that. We had the historic turnout. More Americans came out than ever in the history of this country. And while I understand that the bloodletting and all of the second guessing will begin for those who did not finish the race, I am confident at the end of the day that the Democrats should be proud that despite the fact that this is a very divided country, we were able to get so many people through this long and tumultuous journey.
There is a news conference going on now. Immediately following that news conference, we'll get a chance to visit with Matt Schlapp, the chairman of the American Conservative Union. He is in Nevada for the legal fight over the presidential election. In fact, Joe Gloria, held a news conference earlier today, about 10 o'clock this morning. It's cut four. And explains why this process is moving so excruciatingly slow. This is cut four, and this is Joe Gloria from earlier this morning in North Las Vegas.
There's increasing pressure on your county to count faster. You have the capacity to count 71,000 ballots a day. Why not process that number, Joe?
As I described yesterday, the process is very deliberate in the way we process here. So through the Agilis, which is our mail ballot processing system, that's the first step. That Agilis machine will verify signatures, and then those that aren't verified as a match, that has to go to a manual physical process. And there are two steps in that process where we have staff running through those. We have to run those through those two steps, and then at that point it moves to our counting board. Our counting board then works to verify those records to make sure that our batches are matching and that we're reconciling correctly. And they go through the process of separating the ballots and getting them over here for us to count. So there's no speeding up that process. As I indicated yesterday, we're going to continue to count and make sure that we're being accurate. We're anticipating and hoping that with the number of ballots that we see now, we should hopefully be ready to have a final count on the majority of mail ballots by Sunday at some time.
By Sunday. And what's your message to all of the people out there watching Clark County who say, come on, let's go, hurry it up?
I think I mentioned yesterday that our priority here is to make sure that we're accurate in what we're doing. So we're not interested in moving as fast as we can. We want to be accurate. We're very fortunate at this point that we've had staff working for many days, and they're very efficient in what they're doing. So we're confident that the work is being done accurately, and that's what our main goal is.
Okay, there you have it. The very latest from Joe Gloria. He is supposed to have another update sometime before 4 o'clock, and we'll find out what's going to be going on there. He may have more numbers. They're trying to crunch the 63 million ballots that they are in the process of looking at. Good question, though. A really good question. If you can do 77,000 or whatever it is a day, why not just do them? What are you waiting on? And that's the question nobody seems to understand. By the way, this hour of Live and Local brought to you by our friends at Mueller & Associates. My buddy Craig Mueller, he was on the show the other day. When you need an attorney, you need someone who shares your conservative values. Call Craig Mueller, Mueller & Associates, 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back. We will hook up with Matt Schlapp, and we'll get the very latest on what's going on from people that are right there at Ground Zero over in North Las Vegas. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
So what are the lessons going forward for the Republican Party in Nevada and nationwide? We'll talk about that, because either way this thing shakes loose, we need to learn from this.
Monday morning from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. Baby boomers 60 or older were the fastest growing category of student loan debtors. According to a new report from Guardian Life Insurance Company, 69% of working adults with college debt said their finances were the main source of their stress. Shrinking our debt as we get closer to retirement is key. And here with some insight on this is America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, to be close to retirement with student loan debt, that's a pretty scary proposition.
Yeah, Steve. And in my book, America Asks Coach, it's got 27 different chapters. One deals with debt, and the student loan debt is killing a lot of families. I mean, because you get out of school, and now you have a house payment, but it's not really a house payment. It's paying off your student loans. So what should you do about it? Well, pay your bills, but make sure you put a plan together that is also financing your retirement. So if you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, save for your retirement. If you're in your 50s, 60s, 70s, make sure you have that consistent, persistent, reliable lifetime income plan built, which is otherwise known as a personal pension. Many of you listening are not familiar with this term, personal pension. You might not even be familiar with retirement planning, because I've talked to a bunch of different financial planners in the industry since I'm the president of the International Association of Registered Financial Consultants, and most every financial planner I talk to is more worried about getting you to retirement and not really caring what's going to happen through retirement. We need to put together a consistent, persistent, reliable plan that gives you lifetime income that grows when you're not needing it, it protects it from the market's ups and downs, and then gives you a lifetime stream of income you can't outlive. And if you're curious about how that could fit into your plan, give me and my team a call with the next 20 folks. We'll do that at no cost or obligation. You'll also get a copy of that book I mentioned, America Asks Coach.
Sounds great, Coach. Call now, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 21000. That's Vegas to 21000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Can Clark County count you in? The Department of Family Services is in need of supportive foster parents to provide temporary care and stability for our children. That's why they made it easier for you to learn more about fostering with their virtual foster care information sessions. Take the first step in your foster care journey from the comfort of your own home. Visit countmein.vegas for more information or to sign up. That's countmein.vegas. This sponsorship is in cooperation with the DCFS and Adoption Incentive Funding.
Have you been injured, getting divorced, or need help with a probate matter? Then you need to call Mr. Law, your authority in personal injury, divorce, and probate law, with nearly 60 years of combined experience successfully handling multi-million dollar cases. Mr. Law is the authority you need on your side. Call Mr. Law today for your free personal injury consultation, 702-233-3334. Again, call Mr. Law, 702-233-3334. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad. Past results do not guarantee, warrant, or predict the outcome of future cases.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Don't forget this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar. I'll be headed there probably a little bit after the show for dinner. I think tonight would be a good night to have a nice meal at Ichabod's on East Flamingo at Pecos. We're still awaiting the outcome of that news conference in North Las Vegas, and obviously they are arguing in front of a judge even as we speak on a federal action taken by the Trump campaign, and they're suing. They're suing Barb Zagafsky, state of Nevada. There are just a lot of things that have gone wrong. One of the things I want to do in the interim is give you an opportunity to sound off. You've heard from a lot of talking heads. You've you've heard from a lot of the so-called legal eagles, Jonathan Turley and others. I want to hear from you. Is it finally okay to give up the ghost? Is it finally time to throw in the towel for the president? Now, we're going to hear from Joe Biden at 5 o'clock. And at that, I don't know what he'll say, whether he'll essentially claim victory, if this is going to be a victory speech without the phone call from my opponent. I just heard from, and by the way, I don't know what he will say, but I hope he is not divisive. I hope he is gracious in victory, if that's indeed what he's going to claim. Because I don't really know. Now, there's been a lot of criticism about the way we've conducted ourselves here in Nevada. And the fact is that because we are coming down to one of the final three or four states, we are certainly subject to scrutiny by the national media, including Trey Gowdy. Let's go to cut three. Was on with Harris Faulkner. And by the way, you want to join us, let me just give out that phone number just a couple of times. 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. I want to find out what you think. Is it time to finally throw in the towel and live to fight another day? I don't know. I'll just tell you my view is that this president should fight to the last vote. Everybody who voted in that election, When we told you, hey, your vote could count, well, we want to make sure your vote does count. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Or is it time to essentially turn off the ventilator? Declare the patient dead. Is that really what we need to be doing? I say fight on. And there's certainly no harm. The Republic is not being damaged irreparably. That we should count every vote. If it were the other way around, the Democrats would be saying the same thing. Count every vote! Now, of course, we have changed that to count any legal vote. That's kind of a Trumpism. But I will simply tell you that the time has come that I think we're going to have to start looking at the prospect of a possible Biden presidency and what that could mean. Right now, the Senate is tied 48-48, and there are still a number of seats out. This could be interesting. The next 3 weeks, and really up until January, I believe it's January 5th, Georgia is going to have two Senate runoffs. So, anyway, let's get to your phone calls. We'll get to Trey Gowdy here in just a couple minutes as well. Let's go to Blake. Blake, you're up. Should we throw in the towel or fight to the end?
Fight to the end.
Why?
I've seen a... I was at the polling station all day. I wasn't a polling person. I was doing a petition thing, and I seen people that I had one person came up to me and asked me where he could go vote, and he goes, "Do you think they could that I could vote?" And I got a Utah driver's license. I went, "I don't think so, but it's over there." The guy went over there, and they let him vote.
Wow.
Other things, I got friends. I live out in Logandale. I got friends that were in Moapa, three friends out there that they went and voted on the machine on that day, and we went and looked it up, and it says they did not vote.
They didn't count his vote?
Their votes did not count, and everything went through with the signatures, everything, but it says they did not vote.
Wow.
And then I got two friends that went to the polling office here in Vegas, and when they went up there, they told them that they did not, or that they already did their mail-in ballot, that they could not vote again. And they go, "We've never voted. We never sent our mail-in in."
That's incredible. And that's the problem. You can say that after the fact, but you almost have to catch them in the act. And what I've never understood, I mean, we've had anecdotal reports of irregularities / cheating for years in this state. You know, the busloads of people coming over from California to vote. It's nothing short of illegal. And yet we never seem to catch them in the act. And that's why I said, my question is not this election. There's nothing we can do about this election. We can fight every last vote. We can challenge the votes. But the one I worry about is the next one in 2022. That's the one I worry about.
But okay, all these three people that voted and they said their votes didn't count, they were all Trump voters. So why can't they go back and check their paper ballots and make sure they